I've just been to a very interesting talk by Professor Chris French on awareness during sleep paralysis at Goldsmiths College, and in fact I think I coughed all the way through it, and some poor chap was making a recording of the event, so I hope when he's watching it back he's not put off by me barking all the way through it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I went because I actually have sleep paralysis myself, or I've experienced it on a few occasions. I haven't really had much of a problem with it. I know that some people have a really unpleasant set of experiences with it, you know, the sensation of being crushed or attacked, and a feeling of a presence in the room, and it seems to be quite a malevolent experience. Mine's been fairly benign. I've basically woken up and found that I can't move, and it's been annoying, but that's really all it is. And I have tried to move and found that I can't, but then I've just drifted back to sleep, and that's been pretty much the end of it. So I'm one of the very lucky ones, I suppose. One of the interesting things he mentioned was, you know, how to prevent or minimise the experiences of sleep paralysis. It seems that people who suffer from it will have several episodes in one night, and typically what happens is they'll have one experience and they'll wake up and be a little bit disoriented and immediately go back to sleep again. And they'll tend to sort of recycle through the same sorts of experiences several times in one sleep session. His recommendations are, if you have an experience and you wake up, get up and move around, you know, sort of break the cycle of going in and out of what he called sleep onset REM periods. I think that's what it was. He also said that people who are sleeping on their back are more likely to experience this. So you can hear the coughing. Of the people who have sleep paralysis, they're more likely to have an episode if they're lying on their back when they're asleep. And he said that some people will actually go to the extent of sewing tennis balls into the back of their pyjamas so that when they roll onto their back, this is uncomfortable, and they will roll onto their front. He also mentioned sort of the general principles of good sleep hygiene, you know, not staying up too late and not having disturbed sleep, and, you know, not taking too much caffeine and alcohol and stuff like that before bed. He also suggested that some people have reported that making a sort of a conscious effort while they're experiencing the sleep paralysis, to try and go with the flow, and instead of thinking of it as a negative or having a negative response to it, to actually try and consciously change their response. And there was quite a lot of discussion from some of the audience about the concepts of lucid dreaming, where you're more aware of what you're actually experiencing. And Chris French suggested that a couple of people have found that if they've actually tried to go with the flow and change the experience as they're having it, then this seems to reduce the unpleasantness of the experience. And one or two people in the audience said that they've also tried this and found that since they've done that, they've not been troubled by sleep paralysis since. And one of the people reckoned that it's probably because he's relaxed about it. Anyway, this is the second event I've been to at Goldsmith in the last 3 weeks. I can't believe I've lived just around the corner from it, more or less, for the last 5 years. And really never pay too much attention, so it's definitely on my radar. And it was a very enjoyable evening. Message ends.